Hi guys, I'm Judy L. Moore, and I'm a freelance editor with Black Wolf Editorial Services. This is something I wrote roughly about 8 to 10 years ago now. I was still learning my craft and learning various different aspects of it, but I'm sharing it with you now because I want you to hear what happens when an excessive use of said or various other dialogue tags are translated into audio form. Giselle, where have you been? Giselle turned to see Brighton rushing up behind her. Jerry's getting impatient and wants to be off, but Clarissa refuses to leave without seeing you first. I was just collecting a few things for them, Giselle said, showing him bundles she carried. I found a raspberry bush down by the river just inside our shields. Winter hasn't touched it, and it still had berries. Brighton opened one of the parcels in his own hands. I know the bush you mean. Giselle led the way across the camp to where Clarissa and Jerry had loaded their gear onto the horses. It would take them nearly a moon and a half to travel across the desert to the lower fields of the Bracta Ranges. For at least 3 months, Clarissa and Jerry would be separated from the family and alone. Clarissa wrung her hands on her skirt as Giselle and Brighton gave Jerry their packages. Trish gave me some fresh bread she made this morning, Giselle said. You'll even find some raspberries. I know how much you like them. You'll also find some skullcap and lemon balm, Brighton said. I know how bad your headaches can get, and Jerry's adds far too much spices for his food for his own good. Clary's cooking is so bland, Jerry teased. That may be so, but you still eat it like you haven't eaten in years, Brighton smirked. I can't help it if I have a healthy appetite, Jerry said. Clarissa smiled weakly, but continued to wring her hands. I wish I could say goodbye to Marianne. I'm sorry, Clary, but she's off trying to not burn the forest down, Brighton said, trying to keep his mood light while aware that Marianne's anger was not something to joke about. She's mad at me, Clarissa wept. She's mad at me too, Brighton said. I did give the orders. Speaking of which, why did you lie about that? Jerry asked in hushed tones. You know exactly why I did it, Brighton said. Don't worry about Marianne. She'll get over it. Just give her some time. Meanwhile, you're forced to be blamed for something that you had nothing to do with, Clarissa said. Can you forgive me? I already told you, Clary, there's nothing to forgive, Brighton said. You were doing what needed to be done. Okay, I have to stop there because that is just... What was I thinking? With a bit of reworking and focusing on the effects of the seds, the dialogue tags, and building in a bit more show into the manuscript, it becomes a lot more enjoyable to listen to. What follows is the current version that is sitting in the manuscript, that is sitting in that metaphorical drawer and has been there for over 3 years. Giselle scrambled up the riverbank, heading towards the cabin. When she slipped, a strong hand caught her wrist and prevented her from falling any further. I've been looking for you everywhere, Brighton said. Where have you been? She held up a small bundle of berries. I found a raspberry bush down by the river, just inside our shields. Winter hasn't touched it, and it still had berries. It was an excuse, she knew that. But it wasn't a lie. She just couldn't tell Brighton the truth about what she was really doing down by the river. Not yet. Jerry wants to be off, but Clarissa is refusing to leave without seeing you first. Well, we better go see them off. Giselle led the way across the camp to where Clarissa and Jerry loaded their gear onto the horses. Jerry pulled tight on all the straps, making his final checks, while Clarissa wrung her hands on her skirt. I found her! Brighton called out. Clarissa spun around and smiled weakly. Giselle! She twitched her arms forward, but then stepped back and resumed wringing her hands. Without hesitation, Giselle pulled Clarissa into a loving embrace. I'll miss you, Clary. I'm so sorry, Giselle. It's okay. Everything happens for a reason. Speaking of which, Giselle pulled out the berries and handed them to Clarissa. I know how much you love them. Clarissa's smile came more easily. Thank you. She handed the berries to Jerry, who put them in Clarissa's saddlebag. I wish we could say goodbye to Marianne. I'm sorry, Clary, but she's off trying to not burn the forest down, Brighton said. She's mad at me. She's mad at me too. I did give the orders. Speaking of which, why did you lie about that? Jerry asked in hushed tones. You know exactly why I did it. Don't worry about Marianne. She'll get over it eventually. Just give her some time. Meanwhile, you're forced to take the blame for something you had nothing to do with, Clarissa said. Can you ever forgive me? I've already told you, Clary. There's nothing to forgive. You were doing what needed to be done. Will that final version remain in the manuscript? I don't know. Like I said, it's been in a metaphorical drawer for over 3 years. I haven't even looked at it in 3 years. It is the first book in a very big epic fantasy series, and one day I'll actually finish it.